Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How different is that from college students?
Different because there's no more obligations. You know, there's no more class checkers. There's no more mandatory this, mandatory that. You know, everything is your job. You know, everything is for you to do on your own, and you got to carry your way in the sense of, you know, you're a grown man, you're professional, and it's all on you.
You said you have stuff to work on between now and training camp. What are those things?
Just getting myself better. Just keep my head in the playbook. You know, watch some more film and definitely get my body ready for training camp.
Evan, is this a building process for you? First OTAs, you got that under your belt after the rookie mini camp, and now you have the big mini camp.
Definitely. It's just every day is a lesson learned for me. When I come in, I learn something new every day, and I keep my mind open to new ideas and new ways of going about this job and handle everything that comes with it. You know, so week in and week out, I feel like I've grown, you know, every week.
Does this help you as a rookie? So by the time you get to camp, the newness maybe is gone. That you can feel like you're part of it then.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I'm a part of it now. But once, you know, actually becomes football, when we put the pads on and we start testing, you know, the real things about football, and that's where I think I flourish the most.
What has allowed you to feel part of it? Is it just interacting with your teammates?
Just everybody loving football, going out there and practicing football and coming in here, and everything is about football. We all love football. So that's where, you know, you feel the part, because everybody has the same passion as you. Everybody wants to excel in this game, and everybody wants everybody else to be as good as they can be.
What have been the biggest challenges so far, Devin, with a young guy coming in?
Just getting acclimated was probably just the biggest adjustment for me. I've been on the grind since I started the whole pre-draft process. So now that I'm actually here, you know, my mind had to flip to, okay, this is a job. This is where you're going to be at, so let's get it started.
Is that more of an on-the-field or off-the-field thing, that getting acclimated process that
you're talking
about?
More of kind of both, in a sense. Just coming in here and being with a new group of guys and learning them, building relationships, having different coaches and having different coaching styles, and, you know, going off the field in a different city, you know, different way of living. So it's just been a whole bunch of things.
Devin, rookies usually talk about the speed in the NFL. Like, it's the thing I noticed most. I know it's like football and shorts, but you're known for your speed. Did you sense that in OTAs even?
I probably want to say the first day it was definitely faster, just because everybody knew what was going on. You know, it was the first day. But as time went on, you know, it slows down, it gets slower. You start seeing different things. You start recognizing things a lot faster than the first day.
Sounds like they're encouraging you to be vocal, you know, inside the huddle at the line of scrimmage. What's that process been like for you?
Good. Just being comfortable with my calls, you know. Definitely, that's something that's just going to come with doing it over and over and over again, you know, and that's what they're asking me to do. So I have to be able to do that.
This whole scene is kind of different than being in the locker room in college at Michigan too, right? I mean, is that kind of part of that being a professional?
Yeah, team? I mean, this is what comes with it, you know, so I'm ready to embrace it.
When you took that jump, I mean, you played obviously a big program. Your coach was a former NFL coach. Do you think that helped maybe? You didn't go anywhere else.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Coach Harbaugh definitely ran it pro style. Definitely put a lot of things on us to do. You know, a lot of things was, you know, it's all on you. You know, whether you're going to take it serious or not, you know, like you would say, you know, you're going to, everything weeds itself out as football goes on. Once you get closer to the season, you know, people are going to start weeding itself out, showing their true colors. You know, if you're a football player and you're supposed to be here, then you'll be here.
Does your dad having a family connection help you too adjust to this level? Some of these guys might not have been in a locker room ever, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, this is my first time being in a fellow locker room.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, just having him to be able to talk to, and, you know, he going through the things that I went through, and, you know, how to have your mindset and what to experience, what to expect. But, you know, you don't really know all the answers until you're actually doing it.
We've seen you get a lot of one-on-one instruction from coaches and players alike. Has somebody emerged as kind of your primary mentor
Thank
here
you.
Early on?
Appreciate it. Man, everybody kind of, as I said, everybody kind of touches me. You know, I look to seek out as many people as I could because, you know, 20 minds is better than one. You know, you get different opinions, you get different ways of looking at things, different perspectives. And that's where I feel like that's an advantage, you know, instead of just going, oh, hey, I'm going to go to him, you know. That's, I like to expand and keep it open and be open to new ideas.
What's it been like having Ryan still around, able to talk to him and work through plays with him and everything?
Good, man. It's a guy that, you know, I look up to. Vince is a guy I look up to. All the older guys I look up to. And just be able to have him and have his knowledge and have his presence, you know, he shows that, you know, he's here. You know, Ryan could easily be somewhere else doing completely something different, and, you know, he's invested in the team because he got to love football, and he wants his team to excel as well as his teammates.
Two more for Devin.
Talk about, you know, you talk about how you looked up to players. Now there's a lot of young kids that are looking up to you, especially as a number one draft pick. What message do you have for them?
Yeah, man, it's a process. I mean, you're going to have your ups and your downs. You're going to have times where things are not going your way. You're going to be going through some things off the field. You can go through some things on the field. You know, but don't let nothing ever distract you from, you know, what's ahead of you.
What are some of the things that coaches or maybe veteran players have told you about sort of dealing with 10 cameras on you in front of your locker stall, or people talking about how you're doing in OTAs on NFL Network and ESPN?
You kind of get primed up to it, especially in college and going through the whole process, man. And, you know, everybody's looking to judge you on what you do and criticize you on what you do. And you kind of get a sense of that in college. You get a sense of that before you get drafted, when you get drafted, when you're actually there. So, you know, it's all just been a process of you just being yourself and being truthful.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.